Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer. Truth and love, 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 love. BBSRadio.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron, and today is Monday, another Monday, and it's the 21st of May, 2012. So, if anybody would like to have a clearing, we can do one right now. So let's do one for maybe, how about anxiety? So here we go, everybody. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, just see if you want to get rid of some anxiety. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll just see. How about any other clearing we could do? Kathy, any ideas there?
My idea is fear.
Okay, fear. Okay, so here we go. Fear. One, two, three, four. Oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that's a big one. One, do it again. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Kathy, I'll just turn it over to you.
Thanks, Ron. Hello, everyone. Greetings to all the listeners and the friends in the fast chat. Today's Monday, May 21st of 2012, and you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. And the host is Ron Amatron, our ambassador to the Creation Lightship program, where we talk about the divine heart-based healings and clearings, of which Ron has over 500 on his website, creationlightship.com. And last Sunday was one of our 8-hour intensive calls where those who registered can go to the Creation Lightship and get a lot of intensive healing where they remove densities, parasitic critters, all kinds of, they clean out all kinds of organs and our blood and do a number of things, especially if we have requests. And so that's for 8 hours. And Ron did quite a lot of healing and took us through a lot of the different rooms on the light ship. It's always such a fantastic experience, much like he offers on Saturday night at the light ship on those programs on BBS and on Wednesdays for the conference calls. So, Ron, we do have a sponsor today, Shannon, but before we get to her, maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about the intensive or give any announcements that you might have regards to yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Sampling a new clearing, which has to do with the nanotechnologies coming into our body, becoming activated. We have like these toxins that are already stored inside of us, going back maybe quite a long time, maybe back 2,000 years. And they're airborne, which also makes them go into our food chain, et cetera. So we're still full of these. And we're doing a clearing to get rid of these nanotechnology energies. So very interesting. Boy, it was kind of rough for a lot of people. It'll be coming on the website probably in a few days here, help people rid themselves of these particular nanotechnology barcodes, we'll call it. So anyway, that's basically what the call really had on there, which really was quite interesting to experience. We get rid of alien critters, species that are living inside of you, could be any sizes, and I don't even know they're there, but they hang out and take away your life force. Well, let's bring Kathy up. Kathy, bring up Shannon, I guess. So, Shannon, are you hanging on there somewhere?
I am. I'm out here. Hello, Ron, and hello, Kathy, and hello to everybody listening.
I'm good.
Hi, Shannon. Really glad that you're willing to be a sponsor today. And for those who don't know, Shannon's been a listener for just really a short time, but she's called in quite a few times and has been an active participant on the Q&A. So some of us got to know her, but maybe for those who can't remember or don't know Shannon, maybe, Shannon, you could just give us a very brief background about yourself. Like, for instance, when did you find Creation Lightship and how long have you been aboard?
Well, I came across Creation Lightship just by surfing one day, and I had been in a lifelong search for something. You know, I always had a feeling that I wanted to go home, and I didn't know where home was, and I tried on, you know, New Age and Christianity, and, you know, I was just surfing, and I really feel I was spirit-led to Ron's material. And when I came across it, I looked at it, and I thought, what is this? And so I just kind of blew it off and went on my way. And about 3 days later, you know, my spirit was nagging at me, no, go back, go back. And I went back, and I've been with it ever since. And Ron is the big missing piece that I've been looking for. And I've been with Ron for nearly a year now.
A year almost. Great. So I imagine that during that time, you've been, probably chosen some of the clearings to work on yourself. Can you describe some of the clearings and what you felt?
All right. Well, the big, huge one was the emotional body clearing, because I was a buffet for the aliens my whole life, because I was giving quite a miserable life, starting from a very young child. And so I was quite the feast for them. And so the emotional body clearing was thrilling for me. And it Ron saved my life. He has literally saved my life. The emotional body clearing is so important. And Ron tells us all that it is the most important one. It's the first one you should do, all of us should do. And I have done that. And plus, I really worked the specific incident box on the clearing, which You know, I had so many bones in the closet, so much sadness and just unbelievable family I ended up with. So with that special incident box, I just worked it like crazy. I had written pages and pages and pages of things that I was upset about, angry about, regretful about, and all those things I had. It took weeks to do this, but I did it, and it's changed my life. And I'm not the same person I was at all. So thanks, Ron.
Shannon, that's really great to hear. It sounds like you did a really thorough job on yourself using that one clearing. It's amazing how that incident box that Ron thought to put that there, knowing that all these situations can come up, and then making the clearing unlimited so that we could have access to that and use that incident box as kind of a place to, well, maybe to dump it all. And instead of dumping it on other people or holding it in, as was our habit for some of us, you know, let it out in the incident box. So I'm really glad to hear you've really used that. I don't think I've heard too many people talk about the incident box before. So you endorse that use of that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It, like I said, it saved my life. I'm not even the same person I was. And, you know, I'm at peace now. And I was never at peace in my life. But I am now because I got all my, I took out the trash. It's essentially what I did. And I recommend people using that incident box to get those densities out. And it's a fantastic tool.
True. I mean, you know, with the news that Ron has uncovered recently and some of us feeling worried or anxious or wondering what we should do, certainly you can use the emotional clearing to help us with that and maybe just describe our feelings in the incident box and let the light beings take care of us. Would you agree?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, why spend a bunch of money on a psychiatrist? Because I've been there, done that. I mean, if I would have known Ron a long time ago, I would have been a lot richer. But, you know, let the emotional clearing be your psychiatrist. You can type all your problems in that incident box besides running the whole life, whole lifetime clearing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I agree. And so, Shannon, Ron's listening, of course. Maybe you'd like to share what other clearings that the emotional clearing led you to or that you purchased and found very effective.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, of course, the barcodes have been extremely helpful. You know, of course, I did the death barcode, and they just love to put them back on me. and that gives me a lot of peace of mind since, you know, women in my family have a tendency to die young. And the spirit barcode, that's a big one too. So that's brought me a lot of peace, and I keep rerunning that often. I run all my barcodes often. So to me, those are really big clearings, is the emotional and the barcodes. And plus, you know, and thanks to the planet, stars, and cording removal, you know, I got rid of that big nasty vortex that a lot of people have heard about that was on my back porch that was haunting me. And that has been moved 500 feet away, and the energy is probably, I don't know, last time you said, Ron, it was 10%. But I've had run clearings on the planet cord, stars, or what is it? Planet, stars, cording.
Planet.
And the energy has been... Energy is pretty much gone for me. I'm not spooked anymore by my back porch.
Great. I think we have a caller on. Do we have a caller out there somewhere?
Yes, you do. Hi, Ron. How are you? How are you all?
I'm good.
Ron, I had a psychic attack last night, and my spirit has been trying to leave me ever since. So I've done the spirit retrieval. I've done all this spirit integration, all that. I've done other stuff, but this is mainly what's been helping me there and be here now. And I just...
Hey, do you think,
I don't know if you could help it stay with me, because right now I'm still talking to it, telling it to stay. And I even woke up this morning and I was leaving because I was dehydrated, because I'm really rushing a lot with my body with the spasms. And there's so much pressure in my body that it wants to leave, you know. So I've been rushing a lot. A normal person probably would not have gone through this. And, of course, Creation Light saved my life also. I'm so grateful.
Let's do a chakra alignment here and get a little more integrated here. There we go. Our chakra and throat. Third eye. That feels good now. Power chakra. There, let's ways off. There we go. And second. And first. Oh, boy. Okay. Opening here. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, spin, open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Get some power again. Spin, 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 open. Yep, that feels better. And let's go now to second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There. You know, if that should help you a little bit there. Let's see what else I can pick up here.
Do you feel anything? Because I also feel like there's some kind of integration going on also at the same time.
Okay. Let's get rid of some of this energetic cording around you. Here we go. I'm getting that off of everybody else listening, too. There we go. Getting released. Now we'll do spirit infusion. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, is that any better for you?
Yeah, it is a lot, yeah. I'm a lot lighter. Yeah, a lot of weight off of me, and my body's relaxing.
Great.
So, okay, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, so I'll be listening to the show all night. Hope you all are listening to it also, because don't miss it. All right, thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. And we are with Shannon, who's our sponsor tonight. And Shannon was just discussing some of the clearings that she bought and used, the emotional clearing and the barcodes, the death barcode. And she had just referred to a vortex in her home and that Ron had looked at it. So some people in the fast chat noticed the vortex. You mentioned it, and they want to know how you knew it was there. And can you tell us, Shannon, a little bit about that vortex and also what happened when you turned to Ron?
I knew the vortex was there because I could feel it. The energy was very strong, and it was just outside my back door. You go through the little laundry room where the wash machine is, very small room, and I would always go in that area, and it would freak me out. I said, something's really wrong here. Something's weird. Something's here. And it was freaking me out pretty bad. I even talking about it still bugs me. I should run a clearing, emotional clearing on it. So I kept asking Ron. I kept asking him, and I've asked him several times, in fact. And he said, well, let me look at it, like he does. And he said, well, you got a heavy-duty vortex there, and it's been there, what, 500 to 1,000 years? It's a major vortex, a vertical vortex going straight down into the ground about 20 miles. And he recommended the Planet Stars cording clearing, which includes a vortex. So I ran it. I ran the heck out of it. And it got better. The energy got better. And next thing I asked Ron again. I was kind of bugging him about it. And he said that the vortex had been moved away from the house about 500 feet. Don't know where, what direction. And he said, in fact, he didn't know the politics of it. He didn't know how or why it got moved. But I think that the clearing really was extremely helpful with that energy. I can walk back there now. No big deal. I'm not afraid of it anymore. And it kept me up at night. The thing was right outside my bedroom window, so it was really freaking me out. But the energy is neutralized, and I also asked the USA military if they would come and take a look at it. And I would imagine they did, because I know they're busy. And so something happened. But anyway, the energy is about gone, and it was a happy ending.
Shannon, good point asking the military to help. And also, we appreciate you sharing that about the vortex right there in your home. I know that other people have experienced feeling vortexes, but probably a little bit hesitant to really come on the radio or to talk about it openly. So I do want to mention, though, that there is a clearing for vortexes, planets, stars, moons, to free you from those cords. That is on the creationlightship.com website. And apparently, as some people I've heard that have used it, really found it very effective. So thank you so much for your personal experience there, your testimony. So, Shannon, before we continue, was there anything else you wanted to share about your life that Ron can help you with, perhaps?
Sure. Well, the aliens are using my husband to attack me, and they have been doing this for quite some time. He's generally a very sweet, a quiet, gentle man, and he can be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I run the entity clearing on him constantly and dark side mind control transmissions. But they're attacking him as well, and they're attacking him financially, in fact. The IRS came after him for $10,000, and you know, his ex, I call it the X factor, his ex-wife is getting a substantial amount of his paycheck, and $600 was taken out of stolen from his bank account, so he's getting hammered. And with the loss of my job, so Ron, what is going on? Why are they attacking him financially? And maybe you can give me some insight on what's going on.
Boy, I'm looking here. A rough one. Let's see here. Almost feels like it's, I don't know. I'll have to talk to you in private. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to ask you, could you suggest a clearing? Now, there's something going on with him. Yesterday, he was acting really strange, and I told him, do not look at that solar eclipse, because he also has massive telescopes. He has these huge telescopes. And he gets out there looking at the stars. I keep telling him, quit doing that. And then he waved a welder's mask at me, like, ha-ha. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they are really messing with him. So, yeah, something's going on here with him. So, I don't know. I guess I'll talk to you offline about that.
Yeah, let's do a clearing for everybody just one of the big ones that people have that they may not know about it is the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So let's just do that for everybody listening. Think of something that may not be going right in your life, and we'll do a clearing on that. So here we go. It could be anything. Clear this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a timeline crash here for that same situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the first timeline. Second timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do one more. Fifth timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, I guess, Kathy.
The great thing about Ron's clearings on the radio is that, you know, we're able to have access to them instantaneously. And fast chat friends often comment when they feel things right away. And so it's just so great to have Ron and the Creation Lightship and the healings to turn to. They're our lifeline. So, Shannon, it sounds like, you know, you've done clearings, and now, of course, you know, the people that we live with, you know, they can threaten us or shake us up pretty good, and then we're a little bit, you know, we feel maybe a little bit vulnerable to them. So it's quite understandable that, you know, you're concerned about your husband and you've done all you could for yourself. But and then, of course, Ron offered to help you later. But in the meantime, is there anything else that you'd like to discuss about, you know, your own life and your, let's say, your reality that you'd like to see improve or change?
Well, what got my attention, and Ron put together a wonderful package, and you can't beat the price for $100, the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, which includes 7 clearings for $100. So everybody, you know, this has some great stuff in it that I personally think it would help others and myself. And what really gets my attention is that 7-generation poverty clearing. Since, you know, my sister, my brother, and I are all in the same situation. It seems like being broke runs in the family. My mother and my father never had money. Our family never had money. My father's family, my mother's family, they were all poor. So we have this poverty theme going on. So the poverty, the 7-generation poverty clearing included in that Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special sounds great. As well as the poverty whole life clearing, and not to mention the curses, spells, hexes clearing. So that I had a great interest in that. And there's also a whole life victim clearing included in that package, but I'm not sure what that does. Maybe Ron could tell us what that does.
Yeah, that's when you feel like you've been victimized. Sometimes that becomes your reality. Nothing seems to go right, or you get stuck in a situation that you have a hard time getting out of it. You don't like it, but you have to live with it every day. So we can do a sample of the victim clearing. And again, this is a whole life one that you'd be getting online. So we'll just do one little piece of what you're looking at here. So think of something that is like disempowering you, taking away some energy from you. You can't just get out of it. So here we go. Let's think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go a little deeper here. And let's go back 1 year on your victim clearing with the same issue. 1 year from today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I go back 2 years from today, taking away that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go back 30 years from today. This may be when some of the stuff could have occurred. It'll be less of an, the intensity will be way less, but the intensity still will be there. So 30 years ago, and just see how your body's feeling. Normally when you have clearings, almost always your body will start to relax. Here we go. Just see how it's feeling. One, two. If you're not born yet, then it's probably going to go back automatically to your parents. So here we go. One, since I'm doing it for 30 years. One, two, three, four, and five. And that was heavy. Do that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. What I will say about all of the whole lifetime clearings, sometimes if somebody is courted to you, they could actually have a result from that clearing to lighten them up a little bit. Won't be the same as if they did it personally, but remember, when somebody's courted to someone else and the energy is taken away from one person, then it's also being taken away from the other because it's no longer being transmitted. People are asking me all the time, they say, gee, Ron, you know, I did this clearing for a friend of mine, and I feel better. Why is that? Well, it's because you're courted to them, and their problem was coming into your realm because of energetic courting. So when they get rid of the problem, then you feel better also. So that's kind of a byproduct sometimes, actually clearing somebody else, is that you're going to have a benefit from it too. And it may not even be your own issue. Maybe their issue, but you're taking it on, not realizing it. So I guess back to you, Shannon, I guess.
And thank you for that clearing, Ron. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody else did. I do have the unlimited prosperity clearing, and I run it constantly. But I think that when a clearing isn't really effective, there's something else going on, as you know. And so I figured, since I run the heck out of this prosperity clearing, maybe I better, it's probably something else. Like you say, it could be probably a curse or a spell or a hex. And I have run the mind control, dark side mind control transmissions clearing, but it that's not getting it. So it's sort of like a process. It is a process of elimination, trying to just, you know, get down to where the problem lies. But and it's not that, you know, you wouldn't benefit from running all those clearings, because I have gotten a lot of peace from clearings, even though I may not think I feel anything, but I am a lot more peaceful for running these clearings. But I'm still working on wherever my problem lies. But this prosperity jumpstart, I am working on trying to get the resources to do that, and I completely recommend everybody to do that if they can, because it's only $100, which is a screaming deal, and you get seven clearings. Or if not, you know, for $50, they have the Prosperity Jumpstart Special, which includes four clearings, which is the self-empowerment clearing, the psychic billboard, a prosperity empowerment, and the poverty whole life clearing, which is a great little bundle in itself right there. But the psychic billboard, I've run that one too, which is an excellent clearing. But I think I got something deeper I need to dig. But I do recommend these two packages.
Great, Shannon. That was good news that Ron just gave you about the whole life victim clearing. Because basically, if you, when you do get that, and I know you will, when you run that whole life victim clearing, the situation that you just described with your husband having the disappearing funds, well, you know how it is when you're married to someone, what affects them also affects you. So Ron just said it, that would work in reverse. So it would help him too, if it helps you. So that's really good news. That way, you know, you get really kind of a double value out of that clearing. But he did include the self-empowerment and the psychic billboard clearings in these whole life clearings. And it would be kind of interesting to hear why Ron included the psychic billboard there, and what can be done with that to, let's just say, help you in your situation right now. So over to you, Ron. Can you please describe a little bit about the psychic billboard and why it's here in the Prosperity Jumpstart?
Okay, yeah, the psychic billboard is how what you're putting out yourself vibrationally to other people. And you may not even know what you're stating or doing or, you know, what's being energetically transmitted. So what you do is you write down what and where you are with your life, what's going on with your life, and what you would like to change it to. So it's just a program. That's all that we're run by here is programs. So you write down what where you are. And like, for instance, you know, you don't have a job. That's where you are. And then how you want to change that, which is probably you want to be employed. But maybe you've been going into job interviews and nobody's hiring you. So that means that it goes much deeper than that. So what has happened to your billboard? What is on there? Some of your friends or coworkers or whatever put something negatively on your billboard that you know nothing about that's preventing you from getting a job. Remember, the person who is going to interview you, act with you anyway, is not going to know you from anybody, but he will read the vibrations and sense what your billboard is stating. And if you're not aware of what it's saying, then it's always best to try to figure out what it is. We had a request, I think, from Pauline to erase the billboard, so I can do that for you if you want to have a clean slate to start over again. But remember, what's in motion now in your life will actually stop. And so you're going to have to reprogram that the way you want it to be. Now, that may not be a bad thing because you may not know exactly what's on there. And so when you erase it, then, you know that you can start over again. And maybe your friends won't be on there, and maybe you won't have to figure out what's going on as much. So here we go. And just see, again, your body's going to probably do a change, and you might find yourself smiling in place of frowning right now. So here we go. We're going to just take and erase your billboard. So this is for all the ones that want to have it erased. Remember, if it's already working for you and things are in motion, and you may not want to change it, okay? Because you may have things imprinted on there that you don't know much about because other people have maybe are helping you out. Maybe you met somebody and you said, "I need to get a job," and they go, "Oh, okay." They just heard it and in passing they left, but this person has a lot of really maybe good energy, and so they said, "Boy, I want this person to get a job. It's really a nice person." Well, you don't know that they're stating that on your billboard, okay? Or that maybe you want to meet a lot of people to further your business or something. So you don't know what they're putting on your billboard, and it could be very positive. And maybe you're just maybe a week away from having results. So if I erase the billboard, all that's going to be taken off. And that could possibly be a negative thing if you've been working toward a goal for a couple of months. And if I erase it from you, then you have to start over again, and you already have a history there, which could be very, very positive. So you need to know what you want to do here. I'll give you about a minute or two to decide before I do an erase. You really got to look at it and think about it, ask your spirit, and just see how your body feels if I erase your billboard. But you can start over again. But you, like I said, you may already have work in process, okay? And maybe it's just ready to be completed. Maybe you're at the very end of the assembly line, and in 2 days you may land that job. But if I erase that, very possibly all those contacts, the momentum might be turned off completely. So you have to be careful. Remember, it's taken your whole life to get to where you are. That's programmed on your billboard, not necessarily every event, because you're just working with what's current right now. But, some of those energies from the past could be helping you. So I'll let you decide what you want to do, and I'll turn it back over to, Kathy, and we'll see if Shannon has anything else to add, and then we'll come back in a couple minutes and erase the billboard.
Okay, I think Shannon's most interested in this psychic billboard clearing. So, Shannon, would you like to, while everyone's deciding, And by the way, you have a lot of support and cheering on from the friends in the fast chat. So thank you, everyone, for your supportive comments and your appreciation of Shannon's situation. Shannon, so I think Ron's offering to help you recreate your psychic billboard. He will wipe it clean. And maybe if you don't really know what to say, you know, for what you want, maybe he can help with that too in terms of a particular situation that you have regarding your finances. How does that sound?
No, that sounds good. I mean, I'm open to whatever will help.
Yeah. So, okay, Ron, she gave the green light for the cleaning off the psychic billboard for her.
Okay, so we're going to see, you know how your body feels now, and you may have your thought connected to the billboard because it works both ways. It transmits to you, and you transmit to it. I'm going to give you a clean slate, and anybody else out there who would like to have that done too. And then from there, we'll see how your body feels, and you might just feel a lot of relief. Now you can move on. Remember, the billboard, if it's a negative energy attached to it, can actually be weighting you down and making you feel, you know, maybe disempowered or grumpy or something. So here we go. I'm going to erase the billboard. I'll count to 10 to do so. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and do it again. This will be the one that your friends have inputted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and this is what the aliens have in store for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, how does that feel, you guys?
Shannon,
very soothing. Very peaceful. It's a very, very peaceful feeling. It's like a relief valve. Feel more relaxed, less stressed. Thank you, Ron.
Great. Okay.
And Pauline's mentioning that the psychic billboard can also be gotten, can be purchased independently of the Prosperity Jumpstart. You can get the unlimited version. And she's also mentioning the Soul Family Disconnect, Ron, for some reason. Oh, I think she's, oh, I see. Yeah, the connection between the Soul Family and the psychic billboard. You know, people predicting their your future for you. People getting in your way. People causing you obstacles. You know, I guess our husbands are part of our soul family, aren't they?
More than likely,
spouses.
Yes. And everybody that you have known for a while, more than likely your relatives are, you know, because they're there to push you to do different things, to guide your way for you, we'll say. And a lot of these are, you know, spiritual setups and agreements under the auspice of having your body and your spirit do healing work on you. And because we don't normally learn in a positive situation, I don't want to use the word learn in love, but that's one way you could look at it. But we have to learn in, you know, problems and a negative situation to understand something or to finally catch on that may not be the right way to do something. So if they set yourself up, your spirit and your body with your soul family to cause your body harm, which typically is emotional stress, which can turn into physical illness. And then from there, you need to figure out why you have that. To get yourself out of that situation of whatever you dealt with. So those thoughts do control you, and thoughts are things, and the things sometimes you don't want to get after a while. That's the problem that we have. So your spirit goes along with that because it's trying to help the body live longer. It goes, well, let's see, if we break the person's arm, Maybe they'll catch on, and maybe they can gain 10 years in their life because they can realize that they have block energy in their arm. And so, you know, for the spirit, that's a positive thing, we'll say, in a sense. To you, it's going to be very painful, but did you get the lesson? Did you understand why the arm got broken? Do you understand that you have block energy in there from your ancestors? And so typically people don't go to that extreme. They may get a psychic reading on it and mention something similar, but after you get the reading, what do you do about it? That's why we have clearings on the website to clean these bodies out so that they don't recycle in you and cause all these problems. So that's kind of the situation that we're dealing with here, is body being set up. I'll do a sample of the soul family disconnect here. We'll just take somebody that you are connected with. They could be living or not, and you may have maybe bad feelings toward them because they did something to you, which was just another setup. And they probably wouldn't do it again, but remember, once you had that experience where you got upset with them, then you know that you have blocked energy in your body someplace, and you might be maybe saying bad words about them, but you don't know where the blocked energy is. Where are you holding the blocked energy? Maybe they said something that hurt you. Well, they only said it because somewhere in the body they resonated to be you having a problem, and they said something. Now you got to trace it out. It may not be as easy as it looks. If you physically hurt yourself, then you know, this is probably the general area. Now, if you bump your elbow, then you know it's probably going to be arm-related. What are you dealing with, you know? Where's the energy blocked in your arm? But, you know, if somebody just, you know, yells at you or something, then you may not have a clue where your energy is blocked. And also, where is their energy blocked? Because you had to trigger them to bring forth the energy. They have the same problem you have. So here we go. Think of something where maybe somebody that you know was probably in your soul family, set yourself up, set you up, or you set them up for a problem. And, you know, maybe you're that person that did something to them. But remember, you have it also because you're resonating with it. So here we go. Releasing that person from that contract and yourself. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh, man, a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, thanks so much for that explanation and the assistance with the Soul Family Member Disconnect. And Pauline had a suggestion because you did previously clear the... For those who wanted to have their psychic billboard cleared, and Shannon did, you cleared it. And so Pauline's mentioning that one can disconnect the psychic billboard in the Unlimited Soul Family Disconnect clearing too. So that's kind of like a way to use that clearing in a with the benefit of another clearing. So thank you for that suggestion, Pauline. I hope I explained that right. I hope that's clear. If not, maybe, Pauline, you should call. I'll call in. But anyways, I just wanted to mention about that psychic billboard clearing, because now that Shannon has cleared her psychic billboard, Ron, and she doesn't own the actual clearing, and you did suggest we have to replace it, the past, current and future, with something else. How can she do that now? Can you help her a little bit with that?
Well, she'd want to see where she is right now. How does, you know, when you think about your situation, what comes up? And what comes up is what's going to be now on your billboard. Oh, you're probably still unemployed, so that's going to be now instantly put on there. Remember, when you were at peace, nothing was on there. Now when you start thinking, which is the problem, thinking, now, all of a sudden, you know, you're creating an energy around you that you may not have a job. And then it goes into different areas, subtitles, we'll say, subchapters of, do I really want to have a job? Do I want to get up, at 5 in the morning, drive 3 hours to work? You know, maybe you don't want to do that, something like that. Do I really want to get caught in gridlock? Maybe not. And so maybe wanting the job, maybe you might see yourself in the job working, but everything else that goes along with the job, commuting, might suck. Okay? So just being very blunt there, so that could prevent you from having a job, okay? Because you don't want to have it. Now, maybe you think, well, I want to get a job, but, you know, my qualifications are this, and it's a little difficult to find my job now because maybe my job got superseded by something else or got downgraded, and now I got to make less money, or maybe I got to do twice the work for half the pay, you know? And so there's all these different hidden things that can happen when you're looking for something that you're having a hard time getting, okay? So you have to look at all these things and start to eliminate them, because once they pop up, that's on your billboard. And then, you know, the employer might look at you and say, yeah, you look like you could do the work, but, gee, you know, I'm reading that you don't want to get up at 5 in the morning, and if I got up at 5 in the morning, maybe he only lives an hour from his job. And you think, well, gee, if I got up at 5 in the morning to get to work by maybe 9 or something like that, 8 or 9, I would probably be pretty tired, and I wouldn't be very productive because he's judging you. And then you're going to be not productive, and then you're going to not like your job. He could be projecting all this stuff on the billboard before he even meets you, you know, or he'll know that you're going to have an interview, but, he could say, oh, you live, 50 miles away. Uh-oh, what about driving time? What about gridlock? What about this? What about that? Or it could be even worse, you know. So you have to kind of look at all these things and know what could be blocking you. And then I'll just throw out something else here. You know, we've talked about handlers before. A handler is somebody who is taking care of you, and that's from your soul family, too, in a sense. And it could also be an alien connection, and they're handling you to have you do certain things to play a certain role. And it's kind of like the Manchurian candidate, you know, in a sense. Different words go off, and the personality changes. And all of a sudden, you know, things happen differently, because you're running a program. So that's another way of looking at things. And, you know, could the people around you be a handler? I'm not saying that, you know, your spouse or somebody, but you know, maybe one of your relatives are or something. And are they handling you and not wanting you to do something, and they're interfering with you also? What you might do is put on your billboards, if anybody out there has that problem, you might want to do a timeline crash on handlers. Remember, a handler is somebody like, you know, kind of like what your parents were when you were growing up, telling you what to do. Yes, no, stop, go, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know, father knows best, you know, this type of thing. And that would be a handler. And they could be bringing in also alien energies to you. That's causing problems too, that are there, and very possibly maybe the handler has an alien race behind them, and that alien race doesn't like the alien race that you want to get a job at. So right away they're adversaries, you know. So that could be a problem too. That maybe the alien race is a racist, you know.
Shannon, do you have the timeline crash? Have you got that?
No, I don't have this. I don't have timeline crash, but I have run many of them in the past, but I currently do not own that one.
Okay, and Shannon, do you have or have you had the psychic billboard?
Yes, I have run that a few times in the past, but I currently do not have that one either.
Yeah, because it expires. So
yeah,
so,
it's temporary.
Ron, she doesn't have it. Doesn't have it, and a lot of people would buy, I think, the Prosperity Jumpstart for $100 and get the great deal of 7 clearings if they had the $100. And so now you've cleared Shannon's billboard, and given her some great suggestions. However, she doesn't have timeline crashing or the psychic billboard. She cannot purchase it at this time, from what I understand. So we're not going to leave you in a pickle here, Shannon, no. So,
right. Yeah, and I have the prosperity clearing. I do have that one, the unlimited.
Great. Okay, great. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, so Ron said he would pursue this with you over the phone another time, and so you two will connect later. And this has been a really good start, and Psychic Billboard is a great subject within this clearing, Prosperity Jumpstart, and independently, that a lot of us probably don't really know enough about and can really use it instead of, mind projections that we were grown up or taught to do. So this was really worth pursuing and discussing further. So thank you for providing this opportunity for us, Shannon, and revealing your personal situation to us so that you could benefit and we could all help, be of help and support and learn what Ron has to offer. And so over to you, Ron, because I know we're running out of time.
Okay, so thank you, Shannon, and thank you, Kathy. And maybe you'll come on again sometime, Shannon. Let's put in some peace energy before we leave here. Our next BBS program is at 7 o'clock, same station, station 1. And then the weekends are Friday, Saturday, station 2. So 7 o'clock for the next three programs, which is Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So we'll say blessings to all of you. The light being up on your monitor screen, we'll bring up bring that up, and we'll bring some peace energy in there for you. That'll last for an hour here. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Thank you all, and we'll see you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Ron. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, everyone.